The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Right, back to the Snapchat conversation that we were having earlier. Nathan writes us, I meet girls the old-fashioned way. I tell them, you got pretty eyes. They're the same color as my Porsche that's in the shop.
My Porsche.
Oh, and then he wrote back, said,
he's a brown Porsche? Right,
that's weird. They say, you have a brown Porsche.
Yeah, they say that. Okay, good. I didn't even think about that. Neil, sorry I took away your line.
That was his line.
You got a brown Porsche. That's what I was thinking. Most girls have brown eyes. Most people have brown eyes. So you got a brown Porsche. Comedian Big Jay Oakerson is going to be in the studio a little bit here. We just talked to John Corbett. In case you missed that, check it out in the podcast.
Is that the most popular eye color?
I would think brown
the
is
most common.
Yeah, I think most the most common is brown. Yeah, yeah. Green and blue, and give a green and a blue one like Bowie did.
Yeah. Yep, brown, hazel.
55.
Hazel.
Blue, green.
55 is brown.
Yep. Silver.
It's a dominant gene.
I've never seen silver eyes.
No. What do albinos have? Blue? They're all blue, right?
Not sure.
Or they're white. Or they red.
Pink.
We know they have no soul.
Never seen one in person.
Yeah.
No, that's gingers.
Oh, that's right.
Gingers have no soul.
Thank you. Thanks for the correction, Push. You're right. Gingers
albinos
have no soul.
Albinos have plenty of soul.
Albinos are, albinos will kill you in your sleep. We might have got all that wrong, but we'll just throw it out there. Checked out the history
books.
Never
stopped us before.
No.
Oh, yeah. Near our fair city, there's a... reportedly, a coven of albinos that will mess you up if you mess with them. At this park.
There was a farmhouse.
That may be what they're referring to.
There was a farmhouse in about 5 miles outside of my little town. We used to go cruising in the car and drinking beer and stuff. And it was rumored to be a bunch of albinos. And it would just drive real slow past it and be creeped out. And I think they were like regular people. But it was just, the rumor was around for so long that there was albinos in this little farmhouse.
Yeah.
That nobody wanted to drive out there. And it was we did it because we were badass high school guys.
Yeah.
It's probably just some guy named Jim who just was a little white. A coven.
Poor choice.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure that urban legend exists all over the
country. A lot of places, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're old, use Instagram. If you're young, use Snapchat.
All right.
Dates.
All right.
Apparently, is what they say.
God, you would be out of practice then. You actually did walk up to somebody in a bar and are not on Snapchat or something and said, hey, how you doing? Want to, I don't know, get together sometime for a drink? Snap asked me. Hey, well, I don't know what that means.
Good point from Ryan.
How about I just call you?
Everybody has at least one brown eye.
Except for albinos.
And there's bleaching.
Yep. All there's bleaching.
But.
Before
it got bleached.
It was brown.
It needed to be.
Yeah.
Exactly, Craig.
No, I believe Dr. Mina's advice is do not. Bleach your ass.
Yeah, that's her advice.
We
advise you to do it. Especially if we're going to see it.
She's got two doctorates. What the hell does she know?
And they're from Yale.
Yeah.
And that's her area of expertise. Right. Is the butt.
Well, it's the doorway to her area of expertise.
Right.
The gateway.
The gateway.
Yes. Yeah, so you can't trust that one.
No.
You want to play Who's Older?
Let's do it again.
It's Elvis Costello's birthday today.
Love Elvis.
It's also Rob Halford's birthday today. Who's older? Rob Halford, for those of you who don't know, front man for Judas Priest and you know, if you're really into it, Halford.
Yeah. I like both those guys a lot, and they're both really good. And I, you know, and I know they came up the exact same time because his solo albums and Priest early. So I'll say Halford's older.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rob Halford too.
Very good. Both y'all are right. Rob Halford is 66. Elvis Costello, 63.
Yeah, because Priest was out before Elvis. But not by much.
But even if that comparison...
Doesn't mean anything, but because...
Yes, that means nothing, because they would have to be the same age when they hit.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. I just picked Halford because I thought he was just a bit around a little longer.
Yeah, Rob Halford, 66. Elvis Costello, 63 today. Elvis lives. Don't care. We'll do it anyway. Steve.
That's a special category.
Yeah. There's don't care. There's don't care. We do it anyway.
He goes to that one a lot. Right. In fact, that's probably your most read category.
Don't care. But
don't
we'll do
care,
it anyway.
But going to do it anyway.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Or I don't have any answers to this. Don't ask me. That's a whole pat. That's right. A whole category
I've
too.
Giving you all the information I have.
And we still ask.
And
questions.
This is kind of along these lines as well. Stephen King says that he's blocking President Trump from watching his new movie.
How's he going to do that?
I don't know.
How can you do that?
President Trump has blocked Stephen King from the president's Twitter feed, and so Stephen King tweeted that he's blocking Trump from seeing the film based on his book It.
Do you picture Trump sitting around at all and watching anything for 2 hours?
No.
No, never did.
I do not.
No, unless it's a flattering movie about him.
He's an Eagle fan, too. I didn't know that.
Oh,
Big Jay, wow. You're a Philly boy, Jay?
I am indeed.
All right. I didn't know that. I'm from Harrisburg area, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Steeler fan. No,
that's okay.
I'm a Steeler fan.
I picked you guys in the first week of my Eliminator.
But I have a ton. Oh, I'm already going to like you. I like Philly guys. I went to school with a lot of Philly guys, and they're hard asses.
I don't know if I'm a hard ass.
You're not, man? You don't think so?
I like to look like I am.
Yeah, you look like you're a hard ass.
And you don't actually have to be.
What? You don't have to be, because you look like one.
If you just look like one.
First of all, you have an Eagle jersey on.
That's
an Eagle jersey means you're a hard ass. If you're not.
Or you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Big J. Okerson with us. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Pleasure to meet you. That right away. I've heard so many great things about the show.
Well, I hope we live up to that.
We've heard great things about you as well.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So let's both suck now for an hour and a half.
So, yeah. Anyway, here's my thoughts on war.
Welcome, man. Heard you're out last night. Partied a little bit last night?
Me?
No, not Carl.
No, not me. Not
party
me.
Last night? No. I think I have like a little cold or something, so I'm like trying to sleep it off as much as possible.
Well, but he killed. Back. He's got rabid fans who adore him.
I've heard that, man. Big J with us.
I would have loved the party. Yeah.
Do you live in Philly or you live in L.A. now?
I live in New York.
Oh, you live in New York now. Okay, got it.
That's tough being a Philly fan.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
Living in New York because you're right there. But the good thing about New York is it's like L.A., there's not, except for the Yankees, maybe.
Yeah.
There's no real fans of the football teams.
Because the Giants and Jets.
A real fan would be a Jets fan.
Right.
I'd say, because there's nothing to root for there.
Right.
The Giants are a bit easy. When you go to the game, you can talk all the smack you want because it's corporate.
Yeah, I've heard of Giants are more corporate.
Everyone's
Jets
got tickets from their job. Yeah.
A lot of transplants in both places, too, but probably more in L.A., don't
there's not much more in L.A., yeah. And now they're going to all act like they have a home team with those stupid Chargers and Rams. Now they got two teams, and
the attendance
will be packed out every week. Yeah. But it's going to be such like a you see an entire stadium of people on their cell phones.
Exactly. Big J Funny Bone this weekend tonight.
That's not going to happen
night,
by the
just
way.
Through Saturday, yeah.
Friday, Saturday.
They are not going to embrace the Chargers.
No way.
Yeah, everybody in L.A. already has a team. They came from somewhere, and they already
They're going to embrace the Rams, for sure, because the old-school Rams fans, there's more Rams fans there than of any other team that stayed there, they said. They even outpolled the Raiders.
The Raiders people
remember
are
the Rams
be a mess
being there. Yeah.
When they go to Vegas.
Well,
how do you have diehard fans in Vegas, if anything?
You don't.
It's going to be a bunch of old men gamblers at the stadium only, wearing those Terminator glasses, just waving like horse racing tickets.
All right, Craig, what else is going on? Big J with us this morning.
Not a whole lot.
I know.
Sad news.
Yeah. We comment on stuff here.
Sad news out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, we interrupt the news guy all the time.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Yeah. That is the show. We just talk.
That's the elevator pitch.
That's
we have
it.
A news guy.
That's
we
it.
Keep interrupting
he
him.
Does crap.
Sold.
We talk about it.
Sad news out of Cincinnati. The Paradise Gardens. Apparently, that's a huge nudist resort that's been open there since 1970. They have to close.
Did they age out?
Yeah, kind of.
Too many gray pubes in the woods?
Eh, if that.
All right.
Apparently their peak time was in the 90s. They've been for sale for 10 years now. They say it's a completely different economy now than it used to be back in the 70s and 80s. Hard for families to schedule a time to utilize the place.
And yeah, that's great.
They have limited new members going on as well.
That's the part about nudist colleges I never got, is that I know it's not sexual, they say. The family orientation. Can you imagine being in a nudist colony, you, your wife, and your kids, preteen, teenage kids, naked?
Yuck.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can't go to the nudist colony this weekend because the kids have games. We got to go hang them on clothed people.
I find it more bizarre that they, like nudists, like they want to live that, it's never people who have, like, fantastic bodies.
No, it never is. It never is.
But ever. It's also, yeah.
But it's just creepy that they'd allow young girls and boys to walk around these family nudist colonies.
Because they say it's not supposed to be sexual.
But it
always is sexual. I've had a lot of arguments about, they do a lot of...
When you ever been to the beach and you inappropriately look at somebody too young, because you don't know until they turn around?
We've all done
that.
I've had arguments about, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I've had arguments with people about, they do naked comedy shows sometimes in New York.
Our buddy Rob Little's done some. He's done some nudist colonies. You know Rob yet? He's a headliner around the country too.
Oh no, I do know Rob. Okay, yes,
he's,
absolutely.
He's
do.
Done a few oh, nudist right. colonies. Oh, yeah, yeah, he does absolutely. A few nudist colonies. He's heard about. I've heard about the naked shows in New York. What are they like? Have you been to one?
Yeah, I have, and we do.
Have you been naked on stage doing it?
No, never.
Okay,
but if I had, my argument is almost this: if I had abs and I was packing heat,
right.
I would absolutely do it,
right.
And that's what I think it is. I think it's people who are confident enough to do it, do it. And I argue that it's very sexual, at least in the sense that if I go, I'm going to see naked women and to laugh at naked dudes.
It's totally sexual.
That's what I'm going.
People argue with that?
That's my argument.
I'm with you on that.
People go, no, it's like an experiment in art. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's absolutely not.
It's not. You want to see a hot girl on stage doing comedy naked. I can think of a bunch of comedians.
In a movie, it's never to move the storyline forward.
No, it isn't. It is
to get people excited about stuff.
By the way, we all have abs, but most of ours are covered in fat.
No, they're in there. I've done so many sit-ups in my life that I bet I am shredded under whatever this nonsense is. But somewhere in me, there's a guy who's like, well, you think he's obnoxious. Like, all right, dude, come out of the gym and have something to eat once in a while.
Big Jay Oakerson with us. How'd you get the name, man? I know your name's Jay Oakerson. Who called you big just because you're not really that big?
Yeah.
No, I got that from... In high school,
I was going to say,
my best friend's name was
time.
Jay.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend's name was Jay, and his girlfriend actually did that as a categorizing thing. It was Big Jay and Little Jay.
Got it. All right.
The funny part that makes me more sad about it in hindsight, it was that Little Jay wasn't little.
He was.
I was that big, and he wasn't that little. He's like 6 foot. Like
and you
80.
Were Big Jay?
He's a buck 80 or something.
You were more round than he was?
Yeah.
That's better than Bigger Jay.
Yeah.
Biggest Jay.
Biggest Jay.
I had to fight for a long time on Google to get to the top spot because there's a Big J. If you Google it, Big J McNeely, and I think he's like a jazz trombone player or something.
You got ahead of that, right? Did you get ahead of him in Google?
Eventually, I think
it took
so,
a while. Yeah.
Although he may have died, so
he's not, that's how you get.
He stopped putting out content, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got many posthumous. He's not like Tupac, where he's got like 7 posthumous albums.
Exactly, Craig.
No, you're the first one now.
That's it.
Yeah. When you're typing Big J,
beautiful.
Oakerson comes in first. McNeely is second.
Yeah. Take that, McNeely. God rest his soul.
We're first, too. We're first, too, but there's not many Todd and Tyler's that hang out together, right?
There's a couple.
Is there?
Yeah.
No, a lot of times you'll see.
Wasn't
if you
there
type in Todd
bed
and Tyler,
and breakfast owners that were?
Yeah, but if you type in Todd and Tyler, sometimes there's a guy out there named Todd Tyler. That's his name. Unfortunately, that's his name, but I don't know where he lives.
Last name's Tyler?
Yeah, it's Todd Tyler.
That sounds like a guy who made up his name to become a singer.
Exactly. I don't know who it is. I think it's something, it's a business or something like that.
Todd Tyler?
Yeah, like a photographer.
Yeah, I think that's
like
it
that.
Is. I think it's Todd Tyler Photography.
I performed
and that's
for,
not us.
I have performed, to go back, I'm sorry, for a nudist show before.
Oh, yeah?
But again, like I took
you
the show.
You were clothed, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the show.
To see naked
to
people.
See naked people.
Right.
Yeah, I went to go do it. And I stared and ogled.
Yeah.
There's a funny story about like whatever people try to make like nudity right. not sexual is always funny. Well, two things actually. Me and Jeff Ross.
I love Jeff
did
Ross.
Did gigs in Australia, Sydney, Australia, and me and him went down to Bondi Beach, and they said, you know, it's a topless beach.
Yeah,
like a lot of the women are topless, and you know, people do get desensitized to it because there was like, you know, 13-year-old boys like on the beach just like playing and doing their own thing
and not looking having, gorgeous
and not caring. There's like an amazing like two.
Rack.
18-year-old, 19-year-old, or whatever, 20s.
But I don't want to be desensitized to that.
I don't want to be desensitized to either.
I want to always to be hot when I see it.
Me too. Yeah. I actually worry about the, and I'm not sure how it is down here, but in New York, where I live, like this summer was like, it's funny, I'm such a filthy comic. I really am very dirty, and I'm really liberal on so many things.
You'll fit right here on this show.
On so
we
many
can't
things.
Be so dirty because we're terrestrial, but I mean, we're on radio, but... we're liberal and dirty.
On so many things I'm very liberal on, but like I'm actually like bummed this year. Last year I noticed that it was a lot of the see-through shirt, no bra.
Mm-hmm.
With one of my 14-year-old daughter too, so you get a little worried about that.
Right.
The influence that this year it was the no bra, forget see-through shirt, like baggy tank tops where with every other move the entire
you can hang
boob
out?
And nipple comes out.
Okay, I'm like, not feeling sorry for you. But that doesn't happen here as much as it does
New York.
It's not
feeling sorry for, but it's like I worry about the lack of shame in anything. It's like, all right.
Well, also, I have a 14-year-old daughter, too. You're worried about that.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, what's the world they're coming up in where that's and by the way, because I still believe it's not,
so
desexualizing it. I think it's making people zone in and be like, wow,
so they're
great.
Topless with loose tank tops on the street in New York, and they just turn everything sticking out anyway.
Just flopping out constantly,
All right.
And just not with reckless abandon. Could not care less. But we used to do a place in Philly.
But that is sexual. Don't tell me it's not. It is. If I see that, I go, yeah.
Well, that's almost my problem. If you look, if you get caught looking, it's kind of like, with that, like, really, I can't walk down the street? It's like, I don't know, put a shirt on, idiot. How's that my fault, possibly?
Your boobs are hanging
So I don't even argue. If you're going to have them hanging out, I'm going to stare at them obnoxiously. A real ogle.
A real ogle?
Yeah. I mean, I might as well have fingers on my eyes.
Well, that's what they want. If they're dressing like that, that's what they want.
Yeah, but they...
And then argue that they won't.
They argue
then they
argue
that's like, why can't I just be comfortable? And it's like, I don't know. It's like for the same reason, like if my dork was hanging out of my pants.
Exactly. Or like you're just a tank top around and your balls would be hanging out of the side, you know?
Right.
That'd be sexy for a lot of ladies.
Then you go to jail.
Colin, you'd dig that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm just...
If I came down, we
Hold
were a little late
breakfast.
Today. When I came down from the hotel this morning, at first I had it hanging out, and she was like, "No, it's not that kind of show."
No,
Tuck
it in.
She's right.
Well, you have a football jersey on, so it's like no pants and the jersey hanging down by mid thigh.
Put in your waistband.
Put in your waistband.
That's always a hot look. Nothing but a jersey.
And then the other thing I thought was hilarious was years ago when we first started comedy in Philly, me and another comedian, great comedian Kurt Metzger, used to do a gig. You can go between burlesque performers at a place called the Five Spot in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And the first week we got invited to do it, we went downstairs to like the dressing room area, and we noticed that it was like there's no partitions, no rooms, and the girls, you know, forget burlesque is like, you know, pasties and underwear. It's like it's pretty covered. But the changing backstage is full nude and sitting around smoking cigarettes, fully nude.
And you guys are performing before the burlesque stuff. Okay, got it.
Between, yeah. And we said to the guy running the show, we're like, hey, like, should we not be down there? I feel, is that weird? It's like, and he goes, man, this is like burlesque. This is theater. They don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, no, they don't care. And it's like, because we're not naked. Everyone down there is naked. He's like, it's fine, dude. Just don't make it weird. I go, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
And then we made it very well. We stared at everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, when we went back to do it again, like, then they had partitions up
there.
I'm like, somebody probably said something. And in fairness, they were probably right.
You creeped them out.
They were like, that weird guy and his friend kept really... And Kurt Metzger, if you ever look him up, has got very bug eyes.
Okay.
So it looks like he's having a cartoonish reaction to the nudity.
You creeped out a burlesque show.
We creeped out the whole backstage. They were like, you know what? Maybe this isn't art and theater. Maybe we should just give people their own space. I'm like, right? Or else this weirdo is going to stare... Nonstop.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, how can you not?
I would stare completely at that. Exactly.
I mean, it's like going to a strip club because you want to watch the game in the background.
Yeah. Nobody does that. Big Jay Oakerson with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets tonight and tomorrow night with us for another half hour. So come on back. Quick break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.